As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
So this is good. We'll have a little bit of breaking news during the show today. And yeah, we're excited. So we're excited to bring it all to you. I'm very excited as well. You heard in that CBS News report that Judge Boasberg is going to hold the Trump administration in court, in contempt of court, and that the administration is going to appeal that. This was an interesting post I saw earlier today. There's a woman making a lot of news. Her name is Trisha McLaughlin. She is the assistant secretary at the Department of Homeland Security. She tweeted out the following about this guy, Garcia, because you heard the Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland who said, I'm the first senator to go down there, but I'm not going to be the only senator to go down there. We're all going to go down there. When Garcia was arrested, he was found with rolls of cash and drugs. All right, well, the rolls of cash are irrelevant. Cash is legal. I don't care about that, but drugs, not legal. He was arrested with two other members of MS-13. Two judges found that he was a member of MS-13. That finding has not been disturbed. When arrested, he was wearing what is effectively MS-13's uniform. So I assuming that I can't imagine she'd be putting out something that was inaccurate on that situation, that means the Democrats are then going down to El Salvador to advocate for the release of a gang member back into the United States of America. I just don't know how that's smart politics. I really don't see how that's smart politics. I mean, call me crazy on this. The other thing is that Gavin Newsom is now going to sue the Trump administration over tariffs. He announced that lawsuit today. Little Gavin Newsom, the con man, the con artist who wants to become president of the United States, is going to use this grandstanding so that he can try to get into the spotlight. Because obviously there's a lot of grandstanding that's happening right now among Democrats. Joe Biden made his return last night and started talking about colored kids. That's an actual thing Joe Biden said last night. Just showing again why Joe Biden should never have been the candidate for 5 minutes. Everything on full display last night, everything you can imagine. And apparently now the guy who is the director of Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, wants to edit out the cameo of Donald Trump in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. He's in it for like 10 seconds when he gives directions to Kevin in the hotel. So I think that's dumb, but they talked about potentially replacing him with Joe Biden, which case I was jokingly saying they'd have to change the name of the movie to Home Alone 2, Lost Everywhere. Joe Biden came out on stage last night, started talking over the music, and then he just rambled. And he rambled for a long time, and Democrats want him to go away and never come back. The same thing with Nancy Pelosi. They want her to go away and not come back. And it's the same thing with Chuck Schumer and George Clooney. George Clooney, who's now still defending that op-ed he wrote to get Joe Biden out of the race after the checks had cleared at that big Democrat fundraiser that they had for Joe Biden in California. But, you know, you listen to 2 seconds of Joe Biden last night, and all you could think of is, it is amazing they thought they could run this guy. It's amazing they thought they could actually pull off that kind of a con. That kind of a con, if they get this babbling old fool and think that he could win the election. Of course, they waited so long that they would not allow an open primary and they would not allow an open convention at the DNC. So they were stuck with Kamala Harris, who's a bigger loser. But now as they're trying to look forward to the future, they're trying to look forward to the future and they're thinking to themselves, okay, what do we do? So is the stand they're going to take now to be the party that's going to go side with a guy who's an MS-13 terrorist? Is that really where the Democrats want to be? Listen, I'm not... I understand if there are humanitarian groups that want to go down there and advocate for this guy's release, but it just seems politically fraught for Democrats to be advocating for this if this guy is in fact part of MS-13. Now, if he's not and they're just making this up, okay, well, that's one thing. But I mean, there's records and documents, so you just can't make this up. I would assume that it's real. So then the Democrats are going to be advocating for a really bad gang member to come back to the U.S.? Is that where they want to be on this? I mean, politically, it's really stupid. So then what are their other options? Well, they could sue Donald Trump in court over tariffs. They can sue him over deportations. They can side with illegal immigrants. They just don't know. They're a party that is lost right now. And they're rolling out all the octogenarians like Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. It's a mess for them. You understand why their poll numbers are so low, but really, who's in charge? Who's running the show over there? They have no clue. And if they did have somebody who was in charge, what they would probably be saying to them right now is, you don't want to seem like you're the party who's on the side of illegal alien gang members, because it's not a good look. It's not a good look. You know, if this had been a Maryland man, father, who was innocently picked up and deported and sent to an El Salvadorian prison, yeah, then you're on the party of civil liberties. But the Democrat Party is not the party of civil liberties. Who are we kidding? Now, we'll see how this case plays out. It's ultimately going to go back to the Supreme Court. And my sense of it is that we have not heard the end of this story right now. I just think the Democrats are rolling the dice on this. Because if it turns out that this guy's as bad as the Trump administration saying he is, and I don't know why they'd lie about that, then that's who you're siding with? Really? Stephen Miller was on last night with Jesse Waters on Fox News. And he was talking about the fact that Chris Van Hollen seems to be confused about the fact that this guy is his constituent. But first of all, a constituent would be somebody who's a U.S. citizen or at least has the protections of being in this country legally, of which this man does not, because he had a deportation order from the United States of America. It's hard to believe we're fighting over this guy in such a manner, isn't it? Isn't it amazing how we're fighting over this one person? And what does that tell you right now, the fact that we're fighting over this one guy? Just think about that. This is what he said last night on Jesse Waters, cut number 5.
Senator Van Hollen seems to be under the very confused impression that this MS-13 terrorist is his constituent. He is President Bukele's constituent. He is President Bukele's citizen. He is President Bukele's resident. He is not a Maryland man. He is not a Maryland anything. He is an illegal alien from El Salvador with a deportation order from the United States. He is not legally even allowed to be in our country. But under the due process that these Democrats so venerate for illegal invaders, it is legally impermissible for him to have one more minute in this country. So we honored the law and obeyed the law by getting him out of this country. And if the entire Democrat Party was to work itself into a state of emotional hysteria to demand the return of illegal gang members and terrorists to our shores, then that 21% will soon be 15, and then it'll be 11, and then all they'll have left is the support of actual confirmed MS-13 members, and that will be the entire base of the Democrat Party.
Yeah, I mean, they're rolling the dice on this one big time. I mean, if this is all a fugazi, and this guy is a stand-up guy, and he's not a criminal, and he's none of the things the administration's saying about him, that's one thing, but if this is true, if this guy is as bad as they're saying, you're the party that's trying to get back a violent, illegal criminal. Like, okay, I mean, here's Senator Chris Van Hollen. Okay, this is his. He just landed in El Salvador a little while ago. So this is him. He posted this to X. We'll cut number 7 here. Just landed in El Salvador or San Salvador a little while ago. Or is it El Salvador or San Salvador? Or is that the same thing? Is San Salvador a place in El Salvador? Matt DeSantis, I'm not familiar with El Salvador or San Salvador.
I believe that is where the prison is located.
The prison is in San Salvador, which is in El Salvador.
Correct, yeah.
This is like, yes, when somebody, the last name Chris, names their first son Chris, so it's Chris or something like that. It's very confusing. All right, here's Senator Van Hollen, cut number 7.
I just landed at the airport in San Salvador a little while ago. I'm now en route into the city. Looking forward to meeting with the team from the American Embassy. And I do want to thank our Foreign Service officers and the whole team at this embassy and embassies around the world for all the good work they do on behalf of our country. I'm proud to co-chair the bipartisan Foreign Service Caucus that stands up for the men and women who are serving our country overseas and at home in the State Department. After that, I hope to meet with some high-level government officials from El Salvador. As I've said before, the goal of my visit is to talk to people here about the release of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. I told his wife and his family I would do everything possible to bring him home, and we're going to keep working at this until we're successful. I also hope to have the chance to meet with him, but we'll have a better idea if that works out a little later on.
Okay, this is the side of the Democrat Party. This is where they want to be. That's where they want to be, on the side of this guy. I look, if it turns out that the administration is making all this up about this guy, that he's a salt of the earth, stand-up dude, and they got this one really wrong, and they're somehow going to free, like, Nelson Mandela here and bring him back to the States, okay. But if everything they're saying about him is true, it's going to look really bad for them. Politically speaking, it's going to look really bad that they're rushing down to go try to get this guy. You know what's interesting? And I sent this out earlier today. There was a man who posted something about what a fraud Cory Booker is. He's a New Jersey man who was being held in Iran. And he's a very credible guy. I was checking, and this is what he said. His name is, I'm going to be tough to pronounce this, Ziyu Wang, I believe is his name. It's an X, so Ziyu Wang, PhD candidate in history at Princeton, former ICRC and AEI, father and husband, opinions my own. He said, Cory Booker, who's now Conquering St. Angelo, Spartacus Booker and the Tears of Rage Band, flying to El Salvador, San Salvador as well. I am a New Jersey resident, Senator Cory Booker's constituent. When I was jailed in Iran as an American hostage, Senator Booker never advocated for my release and refused to speak to my wife. Senator Booker is a hypocrite. Is a hypocrite. Look at that. Look at that. A total hypocrite. So what do you want from these people? I mean, they are the biggest frauds in the world. And now they're rolling the dice that they are on the side of a man who's an innocent man, like Harrison Ford in The Fugitive or the original Fugitive TV show. And good luck. You guys better be right on this. Because otherwise now you're putting a lot of political capital for a guy who should not be in this country. Here's the Attorney General Pam Bondi describing this man, Abrego Garcia. This is cut number 8.
Well, we did the right thing. It was one additional step in paperwork that needed to be taken. Now he is declared as a foreign transnational gang member. So, Bill, even if President Bukele said, we'll send him back, all that would happen is one more step in paperwork and he would go right back to El Salvador because he is an MS-13 member. ICE testified to that. There was a witness testimony. There was an immigration judge who testified in 2019. There was an appellate judge. All of these individuals and judges ruled that he was a member of MS-13. They are one of the most violent gangs. He is an illegal alien, and I'm sick of the liberal media saying that he's a Maryland man. He's not a Maryland man. He's a guy from El Salvador who's part of one of the most violent gangs in our country. They are organized. They are committing some of the worst crimes in our country. You know, just right here here, half an hour away from where I'm standing, we arrested an MS-13 member who was one of the top in the entire country of MS-13. And he didn't have any charges until we went in there. He had four guns. We charged him with the gun charges. We dropped the gun charges because we're going to send him back to where he came from, El Salvador. He is now fighting us in court not to drop the gun charges so he can stay in the state. Pretty absurd.
Right.
Okay. If they're wrong about this, these Democrats, if they're getting this wrong and they're trying to bring back to the United States of America a MS-13 gang member, this is politically stupid from a very politically stupid party. Now, like I said, if it turns out that this guy is an innocent man and he's Nelson Mandela and this is the greatest crime of the century that our government kidnapped him and put him in a Salvador prison, yeah, it'll work out well for them politically. But do you really think that that's the case? I just have a hard time believing that. I have a hard time believing that the administration would keep doubling down and doubling down on this when all of this is accessible by court records. That all of this is provable. Everything that they're saying is provable here. So I just have a hard time believing that this is, they're just punking us. Like they made a mistake sending him to El Salvador. And now they're just doubling down on the fact that he's a bad guy. When it turns out he's a saint. He's the father of the year. He's a model guy and a model husband. I have a hard time believing that. I think if anything, what they would do is they would just downplay it and they would just work on getting him back and not make a big deal about this, because to double down on this matter, either side, you better be right. So the president, the administration's got to be right about this guy. If it turns out he's none of those things, they have a real problem. Politically speaking, they have a real problem because it looks like now they just took an innocent man and threw him into a prison in El Salvador. So yeah, that looks bad. But if I'm a betting man, I'm betting that they're not going to go out on a limb like that, which means then the Democrats are going out on a limb like that. That the administration made a mistake, and now they're going to go advocate for a guy who was just picked up off the streets and thrown into a prison in El Salvador, who's just salt of the earth. And if they're wrong on that, now they're advocating for bringing back to the United States of America an MS-13 gang member. So then they're the party of not just letting criminals back on the streets, they're the party of flying them back onto the street, like flying them home to release them back on the streets. I mean, we've talked about the Democrat Party from defund the police to these George Soros-backed soft-on-crime prosecutors like Larry Krasner here in Philadelphia. Shh. Can't say that name. Krasner. Oh, the other name. Yeah, right. To these soft-on-crime prosecutors like Larry Krasner, funded by people like George. And the thing about it is that we know that they let criminals go, and we know that they let criminals back on the streets, and the Democrats have a reputation of this across the country in all these cities. But now we're gonna go and fly them home. We're gonna go and pick them up out of prisons in other countries and start bringing them back to America. This is a really politically fraught idea for them. They better be right. They better be right. Then it turns out that Pam Bondi and Stephen Miller and Marco Rubio and the president of the United States got this one really wrong here. And they've just taken an innocent Maryland man and father off the streets and sent him to an El Salvador prison. Otherwise, they're going to own this. Now, look, as far as what the court ultimately winds up ruling on this, I think it's going to be a situation where if there really are these deportation orders against him, and now the court has to weigh whether or not the material problem is that they deported him to the wrong country, then the simple answer is you remove him from the country he's not supposed to be and then deport him to another country, but he still gets deported. I mean, there's your remedy right there. If it comes down to it and the Supreme Court says you were not supposed to deport him to El Salvador because there was an order against deporting him there because he feared for his life or whatever it is, and you can't defy that court order, then it's a very easy remedy for the administration. You send a plane, load him on that plane, you fly him back to another country, but he's still deported. So what's the ultimate goal here for Democrats? What is the ultimate objective? To just get him deported to another country or to have him be returned to the United States of America? Because if you're returning him to the United States of America, that's not going to happen. How does that work exactly? How does that work if there's a deportation order against the guy and the only issue is where he could be deported to? And they said he can't be deported to El Salvador. They deport him to El Salvador. Okay. If a Supreme Court comes out in a 9-0 opinion and says, this man, you need to facilitate this man being removed from that prison in El Salvador to another country, then fine. The administration should do it, pay for the ticket, fly the guy, but deport him someplace else, and then end it. And then move on and close the chapter on this. But let the Democrats be the party that advocated for trying to get an MS-13 gang member back into the United States of America. Now, how politically stupid are these people anyway? It's not an issue about whether the guy could be deported or should be deported. It was an issue of where he could be deported to. But it wasn't like they said, don't deport him. We're about to make him a U.S. citizen and present him with the Congressional Medal of Freedom. And then they picked him up and threw him in a jail in El Salvador. I mean, if you listen to the news reporting on this, that's what you would think was about to happen. And he was putting his hand on the Bible, about to get a citizenship with his kids there and his pregnant wife. And they just picked him up and scooped him up and threw him into a prison. There was an active deportation order on the guy. It was just a matter of where they deport him to. They said you can't deport him to El Salvador because he feared for his life because of this gang. Well, the gang's no longer there, but that's irrelevant because the judge's deportation order would outrank that anyway. So then fine. If it comes down to it, then you take him out of that prison in El Salvador and you put him someplace else. He's still deported, but that's the end of it. And he's not coming back to America, and he's not coming back to Maryland. And I just think these Democrats are wasting an awful lot of political capital on this. They really need somebody to go in there and just corral them and say, what are you doing here? All right, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. It's fine with me, though. Let them keep doing it. I'm fine. I like winning. Winning is good. Winning makes me very, very happy. It's just funny because they're now all looking to AOC to be the leader, and she's raising a ton of cash. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez raising a ton of cash in her tour with Bernie Sanders. The money's pouring in. And that's the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariaDental.com, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Let Dr. Mike give you the smile you deserve. So what's going to happen at that big press conference at 4:30? Who's the president's special guest? As he's apparently right now ironing out the details of a trade deal with Japan that could be announced today on the show. Let's hope it is. Be breaking news, big news. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have we not been Zooming this entire time? I've been staring at the camera talking. We're not on the air?
No, Zoom has been dead.
Ugh.
Zoom literally died about, like, it's not even just an Odyssey thing this time, surprisingly. It died literally 5 minutes before we got on the air for the entire world.
For the whole world, Zoom is dead?
Yeah, Zoom, at least that's what Austin was telling me when I was trying to troubleshoot it, but we should.
Well, I'm in the other thing now that you sent me, the link.
Yeah, you're good. You're good on the YouTube now. You're on camera.
Okay. All right. Well, there we go. People are like, I wish he wasn't on camera. Sorry. Hide that face. Sorry about that. All right. Well, the whole time I've been staring at the camera and making great eye contact, all for naught. But I'm wondering why DeSantis was sending me this link, and I texted. This is the text exchange. Let me just read this on the air to you. This is how insane I wrote. What did you email me? A link. This is what Matt writes back. Forward it to your Gmail. I'll send it again. Misread that. Yeah, apparently Zoom is completely dead. I'm like, are you drinking right now? What is happening?
Sorry, I'm doing multiple things at once. I misread your initial text message. I thought you said, where is the link? And clearly you didn't. I apologize for misreading, and I'm glad we could clear things up live on air.
What did you email me? Forward it to your Gmail. I'll send it again. Misread that. Yeah, apparently Zoom is completely dead. Austin Frank Justin said it's not a company issue. It's a Zoom issue. Great. Good thing I checked my email.
Sorry, I thought you knew the Zoom was dead, so that's why when I read your text message, I was operating under the assumption that you were aware of that fact, and you were just curious as to where the extra link I just sent you actually was. So, again, my bad. Sorry.
You're forgiven.
Thank you.
You're forgiven.
I'm glad you're on camera now. It's nice that you got some practice in, though.
That was good. I got practice in. I'm going to need it because I got a lot of Fox News hits coming up, apparently. So this is good. I don't want to jinx it, but we got a lot of good stuff coming up. Now, here's the thing. Let me just tell you what it is. So Friday night, we're taping Fela's show, and then I got asked to go on the Ingraham. How do you say it? Ingraham angle?
I thought it was Ingram.
The Ingram. I should probably figure that out before Friday night, huh?
It's spelled Ingraham, but I believe it's pronounced Ingram. Laura Ingram.
We should probably figure that out before the show Friday night. And then I got asked to go back on Dana's show Monday, which is my first back-to-back week thing. But we'll be in California, so I can't do it. So that's a bummer. But that was a good ask. Week to week. That's my first time. It's been back-to-back week to week. So then I said we'll do it. So they said we'll do it the next Monday, the 28th. But this could be a weekly thing now. Pretty nice, huh?
That's pretty good. You're high demand.
Look at that. Well, Friday night's it's a guest host. Laura's off, so Raymond Arroyo is doing it. But that's cool. He's a good dude. And I think I'm on there with our buddy Brianna Lyman, who I believe is also going to be on Gutfeld tonight, which is good for her. So that's great. Very, very cool. I love Brianna. She's one of the best. She's a good person. I like when good people succeed, and I like when bad people don't. That's my mantra in life.
Why'd you have to take it so dark? It was a nice sentiment that you went dark with it.
I know. I like when good people succeed and bad people get crushed and destroyed and karma comes for their souls and they rot away. Somebody just... So we got to put up the action figure that somebody made of me. By the way, Lee Pervorsky just said you're like Spider in Goodfellas. I don't think that's a compliment, just for the record. But you've never seen Goodfellas, so you wouldn't know.
I've seen Goodfellas. I know who Spider is. He's the guy who gets shot in the bar.
The Horrible News says, Rich, why can't you say George Soros on the radio? Oh, shoot, I can't say that. Oh, it's a come on, either get the joke or you don't get the joke. Should we put up the action figure that Minnie made for me? There's a stupid trend going on now where people are making action figures of people and Barbie dolls of women and action figures of men. This is getting a little out of control. Like, I've got my friends keep sending this to me during the show and distracting me. My one buddy, AJ, he's been like on a tear. Every 5 seconds, I'm getting a new action figure designed from him. They're funny, don't get me wrong, but I have the attention span of a gnat, so I keep getting distracted. But I guess Kevin Pulse was making them for all the people on the morning show. So then Minnie wanted to get it on the action. So then she decided to make one for me, a Zioli Army action figure. But the Zioli Army literally made one in 3D, a real one, years ago. It's my cat. It's the Captain America one, which I don't have up here. It's in the downstairs home studio. Remember, I'm in the GIMP home studio right now till I get this stupid thing off my foot. But why don't we? Why don't we put the picture up on the screen? Can we do that of the action figure?
Yep, there you go.
Here we go. I know it's like a second behind, right? Let's see. I'm waiting for it.
We'll get there eventually.
We'll get there. We'll get there. We're waiting. Bueller. There it is. The Rich Zioli action figure. So it's me with jeans and a Zioli Army shirt, a megaphone, a headset and microphone, a wood-fired pizza oven, and a bottle of red wine. I'd say she nailed it right there. The only thing you missed, though, Mitty, was a Fox News logo or something about how I'm going to be on Fox News or something with my, you know, bragging about that. That's probably the only probably thing you missed, but I'm sure you could quickly do a revision. I'm sure you could probably do an update. With all my braggacious bragging. You know what I mean? But Chris, you did a great job. Look at that. Well done.
Yeah, nice job, Minnie. Nice.
Yeah. Now, we need one for Justin. We need one for Matt DeSantis. Well, Matt DeSantis would be a Barbie doll one. You could use the Barbie doll AI for that one.
You mean like Dreamy, like Ken?
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what we mean.
I feel like my accessories, I would absolutely need Coca-Cola and McDonald's. Beyond that, I don't know.
You would need Coca-Cola and McDonald's, no doubt about that, for your accessories. And then, I'm surprised you didn't put a broken mic stand in there, too. That would have been funny. That would have been good.
That would have been good, yeah. Or a cast for your foot.
Yeah, or like a Cooper, like entrance to Cooper, something like that. That could have been good as well. Today's my daughter's... Oh, the height's correct. That's funny, Road Warrior. Sure. My daughter's birthday, she's 5 today. Oh, man. All right. Richard in Walla Walla, Washington sent an email. He didn't want to hear any of the Biden clips, but I think they're hysterical. I think we got to play some, don't you think?
Funny. There's no way we can go the whole show without playing those. There's like 3 or 4 good ones.
He said he was going to tune out if I played them, but, you know, not the first time somebody's threatened me and now maybe double down on doing something. That's usually how it works. If you tell me not to do something, you know 100%. You should know by now, Richard, that means 100% I'm going to do it. If the way to get me to not do something is to ask me to do it, and then I won't do it. So you should have played the little Briar Rabbit game. Said, please don't throw me in the briar patch. You should have said, please play lots of Joe Biden, and then I wouldn't have played it because you asked me to. But if you tell me not to, then I have to play it. So that's how it is. So first of all, the music was blaring in the background after President Joe Biden escaped from the nursing home last night. And this is like his bad bingo night with such a waste of Jell-O, if you ask me. Here he is trying to deliver his speech with the music blaring in the background. This is cut number 10.
Thank you. We deserve help and pay for it.
Now, how much do you think they wanted to just keep the music going throughout the entire speech? I bet you that's what they were hoping they could pull off. And then he's looking around and has no idea that they drowned him out the entire speech. That's probably what they wanted. So, but, and here is Joe Biden. Let's see, where is it now? Is this the one where he calls him the story about the colored kids?
Yeah, that's it. Cut number 11. This is when they should have cranked the music up to drown him out.
They should have never turned the music down, but they should have cranked it up. And this is the moment where the guys in the white suits with the nets should have ran out and grabbed him and brought him back into the home. This is the moment that should have happened last night. Democrats are right to bring him up. I mean, it looks like, and honestly, when he was on that stage last night, it looked like he escaped from Disney's Hall of Presidents. You ever go to the Hall of Presidents in Disney World and they have all the animatronic presidents? That's what it looked like last night. It looked like he escaped from there. Wax figure, cut number 11.
I remember pulling into the parking lot, and I'd never seen hardly any black people in Scranton at the time when I was only going in fourth grade. And I remember seeing the kids going by at the time called colored kids on a bus going by. They never turned right to go to Claymont High School. I wondered why. I asked my mom, why? So in Delaware, they're not allowed to go to school, in public school, with white kids, honey. That sparked my sense of outrage as a kid, just like it does. I mean, and these young kids right here can tell you things affect them when they learn about something that's really just unfair and unjust.
The hell is he talking about? Why is he talking about segregated busing? I'm just out of curiosity. He got hammered by this in the 2020 presidential debate by the person who would become his vice president, Kamala Harris. Why is he bringing up segregated busing from the 1950s? I don't understand this. But, hey, every Democrat last night watching that speech, I'm sure, was thinking the exact same thing, which is there a way we can make it so that the door locks from both sides so that there's no way he can get out and nobody can either open it for him either to let him out and just keep him in a padded room for the rest of his days on this earth? And then he started screaming. We've all missed the Biden scream last night. It's like, you know, bingo. Cut number 12.
It's about your dignity. It's about respect. It's about being able to look your kid in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay and mean it. Well, that's what you're all about. That's what the legislation is about. It's about dignity. simple dignity.
Whoa!
Everyone deserves to be treated with dignity, regardless of the standard, regardless of the economic situation, regardless of who they are. Making sure that more than 60 million Americans who are living with disabilities are treated with dignity is who we are as Americans. That's what it's about. I mean it. Dignity at work, at school, in their communities, in every corner of American life. Laws like the ADA need advocates like you. You're the ones that keep it going, God love you. You fight like hell every single day to make sure the law is respected. And your client.
Now, Matt, what did you want me to share with the audience about that clip?
All right, I just wanted to emphasize that the audio was not altered in any way. The levels are a disaster, and it's 1,000% his fault. I was looking at the clip as I was pulling it last night, and the audio was all over the place. Now, usually I'll hit it with some dynamic processing, level things out, but I thought it was better if the audience got the real deal without any alterations. He went from a whisper that you could barely hear to just screaming out of nowhere.
Chris Eppolito said he talks like a car runs just before it runs out of gas. It sputters, then high revs, then sputters some more. It's no joke. Dignity! They need to have they deserve it! We want better Jell-O. Tired of getting orange every night here. And sugar-free! Sometimes that'd be nice, too. And on dance nights, we should be allowed to hold our partner by the waist. Miss sniffing their hair. It's up and down. It's up and down. And finally, Sir Richard from Walla Walla, Washington, can tune back in. This is former President Biden speaking on the importance of Social Security, and then our Republicans are willing to hurt the middle class. As it worked so well for him in the last election, why not double down on this cut 13?
Gotta ask yourself, why is this happening? Why are these guys taking aim at Social Security now? Well, they're following that old line from tech startups. The quote is, move fast, break things. Well, they're certainly breaking things. They're shooting first and aiming later. And as a result, the result is a lot of needless pain and sleepless nights. My friend Governor O'Malley knows what they're really up to. He says, and I love his quote, they want to wreck it so they can rob it. They want to wreck it so they can rob it. Why do they want to rob it? In order to deliver huge tax cuts to billionaires and big corporations and keep it going. They want to make permanent the 2017 tax cuts, which overwhelmingly benefited the wealthiest Americans and the biggest corporations. That's going to cost $5 trillion. Where are they going to get $5 trillion to pay for it other than continue to run the deficit up? Well, where they always do, by running up the national debt, number one, and then by taking the money from someplace else.
I just realized this is a soothing, if you can't fall asleep at night, you listen to this.
Social Security and Medicaid.
This is a good one.
Well, from other programs.
Now, let's stop it right now. Don't get out of it. Just pause it. Tell me this doesn't sound like when you can't sleep and you have insomnia and you play something. It's like a hypnosis thing to try to get you to doze off. Tell me that's not what this sounds like. It's exactly what it sounds like. Oh, I keep thinking of a series I'm going to talk about. Let's end your sleepless nights. But then you... All right, with that in mind, keep going.
Republicans, or these guys, are willing to hurt the middle class and the working class in order to deliver significant greater wealth to the already very wealthy. Who in the hell do they think they are?
Sorry. That worked better than melatonin and a shot of bourbon. Wow. So there you go. That was the return of Joe Biden. And now we can move on. Richard, welcome back to the show. And that concludes the Return of Joe Biden portion of the show and our political lives in America. With that, we can move on now. Let me tell you about Natural Lawn of America, my lawn care company. They're fantastic. I love the work that they do. You're going to get greener grass with fewer weeds, guaranteed. And you're going to love the fact that they will seed your lawn for free every year with their full service program. You know the Natural Lawn of America difference? It's this. Natural Lawn of America is a local family-owned company. They don't just come by and spray chemicals on your lawn, leave, go to the next house, spray chemicals. It's not what they do. They're safer organic fertilizers, insect control. They're customized treatment for your lawn, specific to your lawn. And it's safer for the kids, safer for the pets, with guaranteed results. So you will get the lush, thick lawn you want, but it's going to be a safer process. And you're going to be very happy with the overseeding every year. Is that overseeding vital to your lawn's health? Now, look, could you do this yourself? I mean, I guess, but these guys are the experts who understand that, and they look at the soil levels. They look at the season of the time of year, how much sun, shade, water the lawn's getting, all of it. They come up with a customized plan for you. The result is you have a beautiful, safer lawn for you and your family and your pets. And you'll love it. You'll love the results. Just call them at 1-800-FREE-SEED. 1-800-FREE-SEED. Definitely don't use those big lawn care companies, though, that just move around and spray it. It's one size fits all. Natural Lawn of America's customized approach is the difference, and you will see the results. Just like I have all these years I've been using them. Natural Lawn of America, greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed. So we have a press conference coming up at 4:30 p.m., with a surprise guest at the White House. So we'll see what that is. And I don't know. I mean, it's a surprise. I don't know who it is. We shall see. But I think what's key here is that the Japanese prime minister is, or at least the Japanese trade representative, is at the White House right now. They are discussing a trade deal. So perhaps they will announce the trade deal at 4:30. That would be huge. Hey, that's what the administration needs to do. A big win on something like trade. With a big country like Japan, announce it for all the world to hear and all the world to see. And as Scott Bessent has said, you know, the first one to come to you with a deal gets the best deal. So maybe that's exactly what it is, and let's hope for that. Now, there's a couple of other things to mention regarding lawfare. So first of all, the Trump administration right now is going after the state of Maine over the issue of trans athletes, so biological men competing against women in sports. Now, the governor of Maine, who doesn't give a damn about states' rights, is claiming this is a states' rights issue. It's not a states' rights issue because of Title IX and federal funds involved in athletics and colleges and in schools. So it's not a states' rights issue. If the state of Maine wants to cut off from the federal government completely and not take any of the federal government's money, if the state of Maine does not want to do that, then fine. But the state of Maine is not doing that, and the state of Maine then needs to abide by Title IX. All these things come with strings, and the strings attached are you got to play by the rules or you don't get the money. And that's what the Attorney General of the United States, Pam Bondi, is talking about when she says we're going to go after this. And, you know, Linda McMahon said the same thing, too. This is about protecting women in sports. That's what this is. So we'll talk about that as the show goes on today. And Letitia James, Tish James, the Attorney General of New York, turns out she's a mortgage scam artist, including lying on documents that Virginia was her primary residence, lying on documents to say that she was married to her father. She's my sister. She's my mother. She's my sister. She's my mother. Name that movie. Chinatown, obviously. She also lied about a place having four bedrooms when it didn't. So she's all these lies that she told to get mortgage rates, good mortgage rates, which is a federal crime and something that the Biden administration has prosecuted people for. So now they're looking into the Attorney General of New York, who once famously said the following. This is a flashback for you. This is Cut 21 of the Attorney General of New York State, Letitia James, Cut 21.
Representing our respective states, stand up and enforce the rule of law. The president of these United States is not above the law.
No matter how rich, powerful, or politically connected you are, everyone must play by the same rules.
Please sue him for us.
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the
There you go. No one's above the law, including you, Tish James. No one's above the law. And if you lie on mortgage forms and you commit mortgage fraud, there's a price to pay for that, isn't there? What a shame. Coming up, Dr. Victoria Coates will join us. How close are we to actual peace with Russia and Ukraine? And how much do we have to worry about China in this trade deal? The president thinks Steve Witkoff is very, very close, a special envoy to Ukraine, and coming up with a lasting peace. We'll talk about that as well. And the Secretary of Health, Robert F. Kennedy, comes out today and says, we are going to get to the bottom of autism once and for all. And that's good news. We'll see what they come up with. Big 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.